Hey, this is Kiernan. I play volleyball at Maryville High School, and this is the No Playbook Podcast.
Hey, thank you so much for checking out the podcast. This is the show where I speak with the outstanding athletes, coaches, and experts all from East Tennessee. It's on all levels, from high school, college, and pro athletes. Now, if you're listening from the Blount County area, I gotta let you know your brand new D1 training facility is just about to open. We actually just made live last week our pre-sale process. So that's going to be the founder's rate, basically the lowest rates they're ever going to be at D1 Blount. But that's just available until the facility actually opens. So go ahead, follow at D1 Blount on social media. You can learn more about that opportunity. So now, joining me on the podcast today, Kiernan Stamey. He's a stellar volleyball player from Maryville High School and K2. He's already committed to Kennesaw State for volleyball in college. And Kiernan has actually trained with D1 for quite a while now. And I've mentioned before, but I graduated from Maryville High School, so anytime I get to have one of their athletes on the show, I'm really glad about that. So I'll get to Kiernan right after this. Sit tight.
D1 is the place for the athlete. When you join the D1 team, you don't just go to a gym. You're part of a team. A family.
Family on three. One, two, three. Family.
If you're looking for a place to get better, to improve, to strive for the goals that you have, then D1 might be the right place for you. Book your free one-on-one assessment today. Don't wait.
Ready, one, two, three.
D1. Learn more about area facilities in Hardin Valley and Blount County at d1training.com. Ben Cash Photography turns passion into art, specializing in world-class sports photography. Ben Cash is a former college baseball player with over a decade of experience capturing the essence of athleticism from local high schools to the SEC. Ben is now taking game reservations to cover events from all over East Tennessee. You can connect with Ben on social media. That's where you can see his full portfolio. Ben Cash Photography, where every shot is a masterpiece. Book your game coverage today and let the memories live forever. For joining me on the show. I wanted to have you on just to talk about volleyball. What's going on with you with K2, any other teams you might be a part of, and that recruiting experience. So, first up, who are you playing with like right now? Is it just K2?
Yeah.
What's your current season like?
I think it's pretty good. It started out rough, but I think we're finally starting to work as a team and definitely playing a lot cleaner.
Is the club scene, I'm really dialed into like club soccer, for instance, is club volleyball as competitive, and like, would you say it really like helps prepare you for the next level?
Yeah, I think it's a lot more competitive than high school. It's definitely a higher level of volleyball, and it's a lot more of what you would see in college.
How do you like the new facility?
I think it's gorgeous, and I really like the floors. It's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how big of a difference does that make for you as a player, the flooring?
I mean, there's less floor burns, and since it's TerraFlex, it's more bouncier, so we can jump a little bit higher. So that's always nice.
Yeah, absolutely. We work a lot at D1 with Amanda Mack. I guess you probably played with her a little bit.
Yeah.
Of course, she's now down in Florida. So what was it like actually for you? When you were a freshman, for instance, did you have any seniors that were like really good leaders?
I think so, definitely. Well, maybe not. We had two seniors my freshman year. So there wasn't a lot to look up to because only one of them played and she didn't have like a super big role or anything. But then my sophomore year, we definitely had a lot of seniors that stepped up and were like huge leaders on the team. We had Delaney White and then Kylie Hopkins were both definitely big role models.
Now that you're a senior, were you able to take that that leadership mentality and help some of the younger kids out?
I definitely tried to. I don't think I conveyed it the best way I could, but it definitely taught me a lot about being a teammate and putting the team before myself.
I'm actually just remembering an embarrassing story for myself, if I may share it. So I grew up in North Carolina, and I was there until through the 10th grade. When I was there, when I was a freshman, the seniors had this initiation process. And if you're a freshman, I mean, it was nasty. I got beat up. Let's put it like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you familiar with an atomic wedgie?
Yeah.
Okay. Those may or may not have happened. On the bus on a road trip. So that was my experience as a freshman. Well, then I moved to Maryville in the 11th grade, and I get here. Well, where I came from, 11th and 12th graders were a part of that process. All of a sudden, I'm on the soccer team, Maryville, and I'm like, we've got some fresh meat. We've got some freshmen. What do we do? And I got looks like I was such an idiot. Like, what are you talking about? These are our teammates. We're not going to do that. And it was a really embarrassing moment of seeing the way like a real team should be run. And like, oh yeah, sorry guys. I was just joking. That was certainly an experience at Maryville. Great team atmosphere. And it was educational for me.
Yeah,
to say the least. You know, I just had somebody on the show that lives in Maryville. It was to William Blunt, but not a sports related topic. But we got passionate. Who's your favorite Mexican food in Blunt County?
Oh, I think probably Cancun's at Foothills Mall. Honestly,
what? Wow, yeah. That wasn't even brought up. Of course, the Ponchos, Los Amigos. Even El Barril were brought up, but Cancun at the mall. Wow.
That's just my go-to. That's where I always go.
Hey, you gotta stick where you're comfortable and where you love the queso, I guess. But now something we talk a lot about on this show is I'm really interested in your recruiting experience. Of course, you're already committed. You've signed with Kennesaw State. Just walk me through your whole process of when you started being recruited and how you ended up using them.
Yeah, I think coaches kind of start searching around like 15 to 16 for club, but they're not allowed to like reach out to us until I think the summer of our 16th year maybe. But I never liked the whole emailing thing. I like being face to face with coaches and like I guess just figuring out their character and talking to them in person. So I always went to clubs, or not clubs, I always went to camps instead of emailing coaches, just to see the atmosphere with the team and everything. So I was verbally committed to the Air Force Academy for a while, and then because I went to their camp and I loved all the people there, and my dad wanted me to be in the Air Force. But then I ended up talking to my cousin, who is a lieutenant colonel at the McGee Tyson base. And there was no jobs I was interested in. And I kind of wanted nothing to do with the Air Force. So then I moved on to wanting to like be in an area where my family could come to my games. So like around Georgia. And I went to a camp at a school in Georgia. And it was also the same thing, very great atmosphere and nice coaches. And I got complimented by a coach, and he was like, I wanted to take a picture with him. He was like, oh, am I taking a picture with the Kiernan Stamey? And I was like, I guess so. But then I asked my club coach to reach out to him because they had played beach together in the past. So I was hoping that connection could like maybe spark something, but then he never got anything back from him, so it kind of just changed my perspective on the whole thing. But then KSU, which is also in Georgia, reached out to my coach first, and then they emailed me. So I did some research about them, and I like talked to all my friends and like other coaches about that, talking about how I was interested in them, and they only had like great things to say about the coach and how none of the players have transferred out for the last 13 seasons. So, yeah. So obviously the coaches are doing something right.
It's a great stat for them.
Yeah. So then I took a visit and I just loved everything about it. I loved the campus. I loved the players and the coaches. It was all great.
So is that the advice you would give to a younger athlete that might be listening to this is be active and go to those camps?
Yeah. Because there's like a big difference between the emails and in person. And if I think it's important for them to match up, because if they're great in these emails and it looks all pretty and nice, it could be completely different in person, and you could feel so much different about the whole experience.
Yeah, yeah. What would you say are your like ultimate sports, yeah, I guess, goals or dreams?
I think I do want to play pro, but I don't know if I want to go as far as like the Olympic team, or if I just want to play like locally or like some small pro program in like Germany or something. I'm not sure yet.
But you are willing to play like overseas?
Oh yeah.
That sounds pretty fun, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It'd be nice to travel and like just see how other people live, I guess.
Heck yeah. Another Maryville guy, Lee Humphrey, basketball player, played at Florida for 4 years, I think. I remember him telling stories about going overseas, playing basketball in Turkey, I think it was. It's just a cool experience. Another experience that you've gotten to see a lot of is working with Matt Curley and D1 training. What is that like? What would you talk about? What athletes that work with him, as he's going to be our GM for the new Blount County facility. Just talk about that experience.
I love Matt. I think it's just like, I think he creates a really fun environment without, like, he doesn't make working out feel like a chore, and he allows us to be ourselves and allows us to have fun, but we always get our work done. And I don't know, I just like it because it feels like, I don't know, it feels very open and nice to just be talking and have fun with my friends, but like we're also still getting our work done, and like he makes sure we're on task all the time.
Yeah. Now, I've talked to some other coaches just around the state with other, I work with D1 facilities all over East Tennessee, and sometimes they'll say, you know, we've got a volleyball coach, we don't need D1. What would you say is the difference, like how working with a D1 can help boost your game, even as a whole team?
I just feel like there's like so much that goes into your athletic performance. And I don't think, I mean, I feel like volleyball coaches are more like technique, and they know what you should be doing to become a better athlete. And like, they know what you should be working out to make your performance better. But I think D1 just like, I think there's just more knowledge, I guess, in a way.
Is there anything specific that you've noticed you've gotten better at, whether it be your speed or your vertical even?
I think definitely my vertical. This last season, it grew by, I think, 3 inches. And I wasn't doing any other workouts besides the ones that Matt was giving us to do.
Heck yeah. That's for the scoreboard. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have like a sports mentor or like a hero you've followed?
I do, but it's not like, she's not a huge, I guess you could say she's not well known, but it's Alyssa Andrino, and she played at Tennessee for volleyball as a middle, and I'm pretty sure she went and played in England so she could finish her master's, and now I forgot where she's coaching it, somewhere in Cali, I think. I'm not sure, but definitely Alyssa Andrino.
Excellent. Well, that's great. So Kiernan, what's something that probably very few people know about you?
I think that, I guess my hobbies outside of volleyball, I'm very creative and I like to paint and draw and crochet. I think that's, I don't know. I feel like not a lot of people know that.
Crochet, like, that's unexpected.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do that with your folks or grandparents or something?
No, that's all me.
Heck yeah, I like that.
I don't know. I don't know how it started. I think it started being, or like crochet tops and everything used to be trendy in like 2021, 2022. That's when they were starting to get trendy, and that's when I started crocheting, and like I made my own steering wheel cover, and I've made other different tops, but I don't know what the appeal is, but I just like it.
Yeah, what's your steering wheel cover look like?
It's just like a bunch of flowers. I don't have like a picture or anything, but it's just like, it's just a bunch of granny squares. That's what they're called. It's just a bunch of granny squares with like different colors going throughout it. And it's like green and purple and brown, but that's about it.
You know, so I do live close to the high school and I go riding bikes with my sons a lot and they like to go look at the parking spaces that are painted there at Maribel. Tell me the story with that. Like, do you all actually paint those or do you hire somebody?
Oh no, we paint them.
And what is yours?
Mine is the Kennesaw Owl and then the Kennesaw logo under it and then my name and then my volleyball number.
Okay, so you've known for a while you're going to go there.
I think just this year, yeah.
Okay, because don't you paint those, I guess, before your senior year?
Yeah, we paint them the summer of our senior year.
Well, that's great. So, Kiernan, something, one question everybody gets, share with me one unforgettable sports memory, something you'll never forget.
I think my unforgettable sports memory would have to be my 15th year during club, that nationals that we had that week. We had a really great season that year, and I don't know if it was because of the coaching or if it was just because we were young and we just really wanted to win all the time, but we maybe lost two games that season, or at least that's how it felt. We had a really good record, and we made it to the national championship, and then we ended up losing in three sets. But it was just the experience of being that close to being the number one team in the nation and just like having so much support and just like so much attention. I think what also makes it unforgettable is that the lesson we took from learning is that just that nothing's going to be given to us because we're a good team and that there's no reason for us to let off the gas at all and that we always need to be like striving to win. And just because we're good doesn't mean we're not beatable.
Absolutely. That's perfect.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
D1 Training is the place for the athlete, and we've got a brand new facility about to open in Blount County. With classes starting as young as 7 years old, D1 can help everyone take their game to the next level. Our five-star training system comes straight from Division I strength and conditioning programs. At D1, we offer personal training, team training, youth development programs, adult boot camp classes, and much more. Learn more about D1 Harden Valley and our introductory founders rate for the new Blount County facility by following us on social media and visiting D1 Training.com.